Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, especially when we get a chance to be to join you with our good friend Joanne Black. I know that's why you're here, because you heard Joanne's back. That's right. Joanne's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 8 years. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling. She's the author of the outstanding new book, which cuts right to the chase. No minces, no words, no beating around the bush. Pick up the damn phone, how people, not technology, seal the deal. Joanne Black, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, Joanne. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and to have you on the show. You and I have been around a while. I'm much, 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 much older than you, but still, you were around before social media, which could mean you're only 24 years old, right? But today in sales, we have to learn how to blend the technology, the online world, and the face-to-face world, don't we?
Well, we do, and especially as small business owners, we have to carve out the time because we have different ways of showing up today. I mean, you and I remember when the only way of showing up was face-to-face, and, well, we did some telephone, but we didn't have social media. And so this is an entirely new way to show up. It's an entirely new way to communicate, to begin conversations, and begin relationships. And we need to do it in the right way and carve out the time to do it.
It needs to be used, social media needs to be used as a new tool, not as a replacement for fundamentals, right?
Well, that's correct. But people don't use the tool correctly. It's just like if you were given I wouldn't know if somebody gave me some power tool. I have no idea how to use it, and I'd have to read the instructions. Well, there haven't been a lot of instructions around how to use social media. So what's happened...
Or the instructions have been given. A lot of it's been wrong.
Well, yes. So we don't believe everything we hear, and we don't believe everything we read. But I have, as a small business owner myself, developed a cadence for how to use social media that really advances my relationships.
All right. Tell us about it.
So number one, I'm going to focus on LinkedIn because that is the professional network. I carve out at least 30 minutes a day on LinkedIn. Overarching, though, we must remember that LinkedIn is a place to begin a conversation, to begin, underline five times, a relationship. It's not a place to sell. That begins with...
That drives me nuts with somebody when I let somebody in and I let them link to me, and the first thing I get from them is a pitch. I go the other way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can invite them, whatever.
Right.
So when I invite people, I always send a personal invitation. Why I want to connect with them. I might have met them. We talked on the phone. Somebody referred them. It could be any number of things. But if we show up in person, you know, we walk in, we're going to smile, we're going to shake hands, we laugh, we exchange ideas, we take the time to connect. We need to model that same behavior online.
Mm-hmm.
And so always send a personal invitation. It doesn't take long. And then when someone invites you and you accept, LinkedIn now has a place that says, start a conversation with. Always a personal reply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about the number of contacts we have on LinkedIn. It's about the connections that we have. And it's a way to set ourselves apart from everybody else who are clicking buttons and just inviting as many people as they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's unfortunate when you see people doing things like that. So have you found LinkedIn to be successful for you? And others, how has it worked for you?
Oh, it is phenomenal. And actually, I have to update what I've been writing over the years. In fact, in my book that came out a year ago, Pick Up the Damn Phone, I said we need to use technology as a tool. I still agree with that. Mm-hmm. I also said that you really can't get clients through social media. And I'm going to take that back.
Wow. Joanne, yeah. Joanne, wait, we heard it here, folks. Joanne Blacks took something back. This is a historic day, Joanne.
You know I have definite points of view.
The only thing also more historic would be if I did something like that, Joanne.
It's your turn next.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time before we're through with our visit today, Joanne. As you know, we're going to talk about women in a minute. I'll probably get into all kinds of trouble when we get over there. But okay, so it is a good place to do business, but you got to do it the right way, don't you?
Well, absolutely.
Social media. Yeah. Hey, Joanne, I need your website quickly.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
That means she likes referrals, ladies and gentlemen. The copper ones that turn into silver, that turn into gold, that turn into platinum. That's the way it works. It's worked for me. It's worked for Joanne. It can work for you. 20 Tail, right back with Joanne Black. Her new book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.